Welcome to the Bible Museum, great site. Com. Today we have come up with a new topic, Martin Luther, the Protestant Reformation's central figure. Martin Luther was born in Esslingen, Saxony, on November 10, 1483. His birthplace is now in Germany's Saxony-Anhalt. He was a theologian, pastor, professor, and religious reformer who initiated the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century. Using his powerful words, complemented by his actions, Martin Luther gave rise to a movement that reformulated certain fundamental principles of Christian belief. Though some primarily view him as a theologian, the philosophical impact of his ideas is equally significant and needs to be focused upon. Early life of Martin Luther. Soon after his birth, Martin Luther's family shifted base from Esslingen to Mansfeld. Hans Luther, his father, flourished in the local copper refining business and became Mansfeld's town councillor in 1492. In the spring of 1488, Martin Luther's education began at a Mansfeld-based Latin school. At this school, Luther received comprehensive training in the Latin language and learned by heart the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and daily prayers for morning and evening. In 1497, Luther went to Magdeburg, which was in close proximity to Mansfeld, to attend a school run by a monastic order, namely the Brethren of the Common Life. It seems that this monastic order's stress on personal piousness had a long-lasting impact on him. In 1501, Martin Luther matriculated at the University of Erfurt. It was one of the most eminent universities in Germany at the time. He took the routine course in the liberal arts and got his bachelor's degree in 1502. He received the master's degree 3 years later. In Erfurt's curriculum, William of Ockham's metaphysics and theology played a significant role in his theological and spiritual development. Thus, Luther's education gave him extensive exposure to scholasticism. Martin Luther's hardships. Martin Luther's father was aware of mining being a cyclical occupation. Since he wanted his son to be more secure, he decided to do whatever was necessary to help Luther become a lawyer. His plans were about to come true in 1505 when Martin Luther was all set to become a lawyer. However, a thunderstorm and a vow interrupted his plans. Sometime in July 1505, Martin Luther was caught in a terrible thunderstorm. Thinking it was the end of his life, he prayed to St. Anna, the Virgin Mary's mother, to save him and vowed to become a monk. On July 17, Luther started his monastic life at the Augustinian Monastery at Erfurt. However, it wasn't until the fall of 1506 that he was fully admitted to the order and started preparing for his ordination to the priesthood. In May 1507, he celebrated his first Mass, albeit with a lot of fear and trembling, as he had told later. Martin Luther wasn't someone to live a routine and anonymous life of a monk. In 1507, he started his theological studies at the University of Erfurt and continued it after being transferred to Wittenberg's Augustinian Monastery in the fall of 1508. Since the university at Wittenberg, established in 1502, was new, it had lenient degree requirements. After a single year of study, Luther completed the requirements, not just for the baccalaureate in Bible but also for the sententiarius and the subsequent higher theological degree. This degree would make him qualified to teach Peter Lombard's Four Books of Sentences, which was that era's standard theological textbook. Due to his transfer back to Erfurt in the fall of 1509, the university at Wittenberg failed to confer the degrees on Martin Luther. This made him petition the Erfurt faculty unabashedly to confer the degrees. Though his request was unusual, it was appropriate, and perhaps this was the reason why it was eventually granted. Martin Luther received the degree of Doctor of Theology from the University of Wittenberg on October 19, 1512. Martin Luther's 95 Theses on October 31, 1517, Luther nailed his 95 Theses on Wittenberg's chapel door. These 95 Theses were a devastating assessment of the Church's sale of indulgences and elucidated the basics of justification only by grace. Luther sent his Theses copy to Albrecht, the Archbishop of Mainz, thus drawing his attention to stop the sale of indulgences. However, Albrecht wasn't pleased. Additionally, the cardinals in Rome considered Luther's theses an assault on papal authority. The Heidelberg meeting and how it impacted Martin Luther's life in 1518. A meeting of the Augustinian order was held in Heidelberg, where Luther established his positions with even more meticulousness. The Heidelberg meeting gave signs of Luther's maturing thoughts and his newfound clarity about his theological viewpoint of the theology of the cross. After the Heidelberg meeting, Martin Luther was told to recant his position, which he refused. Luther continued to lecture, write, and participate in debates on papal indulgences. Finally, after the Pope had had enough, he issued a bull on June 15, 1520, which Luther publicly burned on December 10. He was excommunicated by the Pope in January 1521. In March, Emperor Charles V summoned Martin Luther to Worms to defend himself. He refused to recant again and was placed under an imperial ban on May 8. Despite being a condemned and wanted individual, Luther hid out at the Wartburg Castle, where he translated the Psalms. He also translated the New Testament into German from Greek in 11 weeks. Martin Luther's Bible translation is regarded as his greatest gift to the German people. Final words: Martin Luther returned to Wittenberg in May 1522 and continued to teach. He left the monastery in 1524 and, a year later, married Katharina van Bora. From 1533 until his death on February 18, 1546, he served as the dean of Wittenberg's theology faculty. If you are looking for Martin Luther Antique Bibles Rare Bible, visit the world's most unusual gift shop greatsite.com. Get more information, visit www.example.com.